This is Patrick Hart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Hard Radio. I'm Bill Snyder, and returning for part two of our conversation today is Martha Fernandez Sardina, and simply put, she is on a mission of love, mercy, and truth. As a bilingual and international speaker and writer, preacher and teacher, she's a new evangelization trainer and founder and director of Prepare the Way Enterprises and Remember You Are Loved, Eres Amado. She has a Master of Arts in Theology and Christian Ministry and 2 degrees in psychology. She has been featured in Envoy, The Washington Post, and Catholic Digest, and has spoken at the Vatican and around the world. So it's a wonderful pleasure to be talking with Martha today about the many ways that she shows love. One of those incredible ways is through that Remember You Are Loved, Eres Amado, and that simply equips people to encounter the daily throwaway culture of disregard and indifference toward others that is threatening us today worldwide. And they do that through projects, presentations, training seminars, gatherings, retreats, and of course, media, TV, radio, social media, and love outreach items. It's through these spontaneous and planned love encounters, unsolicited gestures of genuine love that she reveals the most basic truth of the gospel message. That is that you and I and everyone is lovable and love-able by design. So, Martha, it's great to continue our conversation in week two of this love casts. And I think we're going to change the love casts to bring Christ to people and bring people to Christ here in the first half of this second interview. So thank you again for joining me, being here. And if you missed the first interview, people, go back and listen to the first one. So welcome, Martha.
Thank you. It's great to be with you and to speak about how love casts. And now, not using it as a verb as we did last week in the first podcast about love, but love cast meaning the noun that love cast, like love net, bring Christ to people. Love casts or love nets bring people to Christ. And we'll talk a little bit also about how love casts bring the outcast into the fold and how love casts bring the believers to our knees. So I'm happy to be with you again.
Yeah, thanks so much. So let's jump right in. And how does love cast bring Christ to people?
Well, the very first thing we know is that God so loved the world. That's how I read John 3:16. It only has so one time, but he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. During the Christmas season, for example, we celebrate that he gave him in the crib. During the Lenten season and Holy Week, we see that God gave his Son on the cross. There's another C. And right before Jesus is taken prisoner and then crucified, he himself gives himself in the cup, in the chalice. There you have another C. And we all know that he gives himself continuously in the church. There's another C. So God so loved us that he brought Christ to us. God the Father sent his Son to us. So that's the very first thing that love casts, the nets of love. There's a passage in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, Hosea, that says, with love bonds and love lassos, as it were. And I don't know if you listeners know that in some cultures, including Mexican and Salvadorian and others, at the wedding, and this goes back centuries old customs, during the wedding, sometimes they will actually have these lassos or these things that will tie the man and the woman together. And sometimes in Catholic weddings of Mexicans and Mexican Americans, you see the rosary. They put a rosary over the shoulders of both of them. In other words, you've been tied together. And so God wants to tie himself together with us. He wants to pull us in and tie us to him. And so that's the very first thing that love does. It brings Christ to people, to humanity, the love of God. But then also, when we respond to the love of God, when we have been loved through and through, when we've given ourselves to Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, when we have made him the love of our lives, then there's nothing greater than to bring him to another person. That's what we want to do, and that's what characterizes the heart of the evangelist, of the evangelizer. It's men and women who have been taken over, and their head, and have fallen head over heels in love. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Yep, head over heels. Yep.
They've fallen in love completely with Jesus Christ, and so now they want to share him with others. I had, Bill, when I was in high school, I actually read the entire New Testament at the age of 14, between 14 and 15, and I came to a conviction of faith. So I gave my life to Christ at the age of 15. And so what I wanted to do was share him with others. And so I had a poster that had Jesus looking at you, and no matter which way you turned, the eyes seemed to follow you. And the caption read, "He who has felt the gaze of the Lord must tell everyone about it." So when you have felt the gaze of love, when you have been penetrated by the love of Jesus Christ, you want to tell others about him. So love compels us, St. Paul says. Love propels us. It gives us the desire and the energy to go and bring Christ to other people by, first and foremost, loving other people. Loving them with the very love that we've received from Christ. Loving them so much that we would want to give our lives for them. And secondly, giving a witness to the Christian life, showing with our lives that Christ has made a difference. That's what Pope Paul VI years ago said, that the world listens more carefully to witnesses than it does to teachers. And if it does listen to teachers, it's because they are first and foremost witnesses. In other words, we walk the walk, and then we can talk. And
right.
So that's the first way in which love casts, love bonds, love nets bring Christ to other people. We have Christ within us, and wherever you go, there goes a Christian. Wherever you go, there goes the image and likeness of God. Wherever you go, as a lover who has been loved by Christ, there goes a lover of Christ, but also a lover of mankind. And so you bring the love of Christ to other people.
Well, and that's very, very beautiful. I want to talk maybe or ask you this question about the practicality of that, because, you know, when you look at, bringing people to Christ, and we can talk about that and, you know, say, you know, what that looks like for a Catholic and what that looks like maybe on a Protestant level, because there is a little bit of a difference in the approaches that we're comfortable taking. I think there's a large gap there, you know, that's kind of unspoken that I think, especially in the charismatic renewal and other ways that I think, you know, we're reaching out more boldly through the street, you know, street evangelization. I mean, you do an amazing job, but what are the ways that we can effectively show that love that you're talking about to people, you know, to carry that? What are those effective methods of carrying love out there? And that sometimes challenge our own comfort zones, especially as
mm-hmm.
Catholics.
Well, here's the thing, and this is regardless of whether you're a Catholic Christian or if you are a Christian who professes faith in Christ in a denomination, or even perhaps someone who considers themselves non-denominational. Here's the one thing that is true of all of us. We have been commissioned. The Great Commission is a result of the Great Commandment. The Great Commandment, which we spoke about in the previous podcast, or I'd like to call them love casts, and therefore the themes for these two podcasts. The Great Commission, the Great Commandment is to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Or Jesus says elsewhere, love as I have loved you. And so that love means a total self-giving, a total giving of self to another. And so the Great Commission flows from that love. Because God loves the world, and because we've been loved by God, because we love God, then we love the world. So the very first thing, the practical thing that you were talking about, is getting out of our comfort zone and getting into the love zone. In other words, knowing that wherever we go, we need to be loving people. Yes, even strangers. Yes, even people who are obnoxious. Even people who are apparently not even interested in having an exchange with you. And this is what I call love encounters. In fact, I used to call them before I launched my rememberyouarelove.com outreach. I used to call them evangelistic encounters. Now I call them love encounters or love evangelistic love encounters, depending on what happened in them. And we will come back to this in a moment, Bill, because I spoke first about bringing Christ to people, but also about bringing people to Christ. And the two things are connected, but they're not exactly the same. So let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. I was at a, I've served as director of evangelization for two archdioceses, Washington, D.C., and then later for 8 years, and then later for six plus years in San Antonio, Texas. And I remember in San Antonio, Texas, one day I was sponsoring an apologetics conference with Patrick Madrid, and I had just picked up Patrick at the airport and brought him over. But when I brought him to the hotel first, we forgot that he had a box of books or something, and so I went back to the airport. When I went back, I ended up talking to the woman in the airline section where they retain luggage that you've left behind. And next thing you know, I'm inviting her to go to church, to an African-American parish in San Antonio. So at the apologetics conference later, when I was giving these examples of these evangelistic encounters that I'm, you know, and when I mentioned that one in particular, this lady stood up and asked this question. She said, "How do you do it?" So back to your question, how do we do it? And I stood there thinking, how do I do it? And then it dawned on me, I talk to people. Simply that. I talk to people. You see, if you don't notice another person, if you don't take the time to talk to another person, if you don't ask them about their life, if you don't engage them in conversation, it could be about anything. I mean, first it was about the box that was left behind, and then I told it it was for an event. And then, of course, a little light bulb goes in on your mind, and you go, oh, maybe I can speak about Christ. I can bring Christ to this person. And so next thing you know, you ask them, well, what's your faith background? And she said, I don't know. I forget what she said, but maybe she said she was a Baptist or something. And I said, do you know that in the Catholic Church we have some very vibrant African-American communities, because she was African-American. She said, oh, really? I said, yes, it's such and such a church. And so next thing you know, you're bringing Christ to people because you simply took the time to talk to the person. Now, sometimes I don't talk about Christ, and it's just a love encounter where I'm exhibiting a little love, where I'm giving them a little love, and I do it especially with the love wristbands that we have as part of Remember You Are Loved, and in Spanish, Eres Amado. But first and foremost, to your question, talking to people, noticing, as we've heard so many saints say before, and as the Holy Scripture seems to point to, noticing yourself in the other, meaning that the other human being is another self, is an image and likeness of God, is a brother, is a sister. Does that make sense?
It makes a ton of sense, and I'm so glad that you're able to articulate it so well, because there are many people out there right now that I think have just, the light bulb has just gone on for them on as a Catholic. And I think, you know, we are so separated with these different technologies that we are using to evangelize that we forget to do exactly what you said and talk to people. And as Catholics, as Christians, I think we are sometimes incredibly scared of that, of actually talking with people about our faith, and because this dictatorship of relativism has told us that what we need to do is just keep our faith to ourselves in this little box, and it's, you know, for you personally, and it's not, it's for the whole world, and as you articulated there with the Great Commission, that we are called to share it, and we're called to share it boldly. No matter where we are, whether we're picking up luggage in the airport or on the plane itself or wherever we are, you know, God is calling you out of the boat a little bit, to go be a disciple, go be a evangelist for Him, and that's so wonderful.
And here's something I'd like to point out, Bill. Two things there. There is a title of a book, You Can't Walk on Water. Unless you step out of the boat, you can't walk on water.
Right.
So, and that's referring, of course, to Peter stepping out of the boat and walking on water when Jesus bid him come. So if you really want to evangelize, you need to take some risks. You need to step out of the boat if you want to walk on water. But here's the thing, and yes, I agree with you 100%. Those who know me know that I'm an evangelizer through and through. However, let's not confuse the following. We don't talk to people just to evangelize. We don't look at people. We don't touch people just to evangelize them. We do that because they deserve to be noticed. They deserve to be loved. They deserve to be touched. They deserve to have love flow from us, not indifference or hatred or any of the other things that we spoke about in the previous podcast. So even if you don't speak about Christ to another human being, speak to the other human being just because they are a human being.
Amen.
Take the time to give of yourself. In other words, it's not always solely because I want to evangelize, because that's when many times if we do it that way, and there are some brothers and sisters who are so on fire for Jesus and so committed to the Great Commission that they forget sometimes the Great Commandment. And that's when sometimes we fall into proselytizing and not true evangelizing. And the difference is, and some people make the distinction, the dictionary does not often make the distinction. And even sometimes people within the Catholic Church and other churches don't make the proper distinction. And I believe there was once a time when even Pope Francis used them interchangeably, proselytizing and evangelizing. And I think there is a key difference. And the key difference is, and I've actually written about that. You can look it up. I don't know that I have it on my website currently, but on one of my blog posts or somewhere. The big difference is one is out of love of others, and the other is sometimes out of love of self, where I want to go win a soul because it's one more soul that I want.
Yeah.
So it's not even about Christ sometimes. The other thing is love is very respectful, and proselytism is not always respectful. Evangelization, true evangelization, or what I call on my website, MarthaFernandezSardina.com, evangelization is truly driven by love, whereas proselytization or proselytizing many times is about telling you how wrong you are and how right I am. So if there's a fine line, because yes, many times people are in sin and they are actually doing a great deal of wrongdoing and they're in the wrong. They're incorrect. They're believing false things. And yet, if my evangelization is not love-driven, then it is not like Jesus' evangelization. But to hone in on that point about making sure that we're loving people and talking to people just because they are a person, I want to quote Pope Francis and also Pope John Paul II, couple of popes to go, John Paul II, for those who don't remember, he spoke a lot about personalism and the fact that just the only proper response to another person is love. He says that is the proper response to another human being. And so the greater the feeling of responsibility for the other person because the other person exists and is a brother or sister, has the same bears the same image and likeness of God, the greater the feeling of responsibility for the person, the more love there is. We're exhibiting more love the more we show responsibility for the others. He, in fact, wrote a book called Love and Responsibility. But look at what Pope Francis said a couple of years ago in his Ash Wednesday audience in 2015. He said that indifference to our neighbor and to God represents a real temptation for us as Christians. And we need to fight that temptation. He says, a heart that lets itself be pierced by the Spirit so as to bring love along the roads that lead to our brothers and sisters is what we're looking for. A merciful heart, you know, that is pierced by the Spirit of God and therefore it leads to other people. He says, quoting St. John in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. So we love God because he first loved us, and we love our neighbor because Christ first loved us. He says he is interested in us, he says, meaning God is interested in us. His love, therefore, does not allow him to be indifferent to what happens to us, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, we cannot be indifferent to what happens to others, because we're trying to love them with the same love with which God has loved us. And so that's how we bring Christ to other people. We are love bearers. We are love messengers. That's how we bring people to Christ. And then we can do that other side, that other part, the other flip side of the same coin, which is then we bring people to Christ. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Mm. There's a passage where at the beginning of the Gospel of St. John, Andrew and John encountered Jesus. And what's the first thing that Andrew does after that? He runs to his brother Peter. He says, "We have found the Messiah." And he brings Peter to Christ. See what I'm saying? Once you have felt the love of God in your heart, then love compels you, as we see in Corinthians, and then that love that compels you in 2 Corinthians 5:14, the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and because all have died, we may no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died and was raised from the dead. In other words, we live for Christ, and we want to bring you, I want to bring you, every one of you who are listening to me, I want to bring you closer to Christ. And so we do that. That's what evangelization is all about.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. We have to take a long overdue break here on Young Catholics Respond. We'll take that short break and come right back, Martha, and talk with you briefly about the other aspects here. So right back after this.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now. Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe. Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Martha Fernandez Sardina. I call her a love expert because she is just so on fire with God's love that that title totally fits her. And we're talking about the way love casts the nets of God's love, or the nets of love bring people to Christ in this episode. And I want to ask you briefly, Martha, about how they bring, or how those love casts bring outcasts into the fold, and then also how they at times bring believers to their knees.
Well, briefly, and you know, I like to play with words, and there you see it again, love casts bring the outcasts into the fold. So many people feel like outcasts. Some people are actually outcasts because they've casted themselves out of the fold. So many people leave the church. Maybe they grew up with a Christian background. Many Catholic Christians leave the practice of the Catholic faith and either go and practice the faith somewhere else or don't practice it at all. Some people become, from Christians, they become pagans or atheists. So, and then other people feel like they have been cast out because they feel that maybe something in their lifestyle is not compatible with church teaching, and they feel left out. And some would say, yeah, well, you put yourself out that way, and there is some truth to that. But sometimes it's also because we are not being welcoming, we're not being loving, we're not being we're not accompanying people as well as we could. And sometimes it's not because they've even committed any sin, but we just lose people out. So the evangelizer, or the lavangelizer, the evangelizer who is propelled, compelled, moved by love, brings the outcast into the fold. I'll give you an example of this young man. It's a longer story. You could just find it on my website. I was in Australia, or I guess I was in New Zealand, speaking at different parishes and different dioceses. And at this one cafe, I saw him. I said, I think I'm going to love message him. And so when he came over, I said, what's your name? He said, Sonny. I said, Sonny, remember you are loved. And I gave him a wristband. He was very touched. And he was delighted. And next thing you know, I took a picture of him, put it on Facebook, and somebody tagged him. And all of a sudden, he appears on my feed. And he says to her, Catherine, of all people, you found me. I have one too. Now, that word too, T-O-O, meaning also, that was important to me because he felt like he was now in a circle of love, in something. He was part of the sort of movement of love movement that I'm about. That's how we bring people in. We reach out to them in small and large ways, and we bring the outcast in, closer in. You do that through love messaging people with your words, with your look, with your wristbands, with the love wristbands, by inviting them to a talk, to inviting them to a Christian cafe, inviting them to a Christian concert, inviting them to mass, inviting someone who's been away from the church, say, hey, I'm going to confession. You want to come along with me? Maybe there's some stuff you want to bring before the Lord and the priest. Inviting them to a prayer event, inviting them to a conference, giving them a CD, giving them a link to a podcast, to a website, giving them something to read. In other words, finding out what it is that on that person's in that person's life right now can make a difference. But that, Bill, what can make a difference? Listener, what can make a difference? You will only know if you've taken the time. So in other words, you come outside your circle and you come outside your comfort zone in order for you to be outside enough to know what the outcast, so to speak, what the outsider is feeling, is going through, is struggling with, might be longing for, and then you bring them in closer with your witness and your words and your invitation. And of course, we need to fall on our knees.
Yes.
Lovecast brings believers to their knees because we need to be very humble and very prayerful so that God can, in fact, work through us and even despite us.
That is so good. It's so good to hear. You know, I mean, there's no way that any listener listening to this right now cannot be built up by your words and by your witness and by the way that you are loving God so much through your ministry. As again, we wrap up, I hate to do this so quickly. There's so much we could talk about, but we'll just have to have you back on. Is your ministry? I want to make sure I, you know, give your website out, MarthaFernandezSardina.com. Remember, you are loved.com, EresAmado.com. There are so many ways to get in touch with Martha. Have her come out to your parish, do a parish mission, speak at your parish, or even just, you know, connect with her through social media, order some wristbands, some T-shirts, because it's such a foundational way to bring Christ to others, as we were talking about, bring the outcasts in. Just so many great ways, Martha, that you are living that life of an evangelizer, as you like to say. You're just doing a wonderful job. Thank you so much for spending your precious time. I know you burn the candle at both ends all the time, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, and if I could just end with a couple of
absolutely.
Quotes. By the way, yeah, those T-shirts, check out those T-shirts. Those T-shirts do what the T-shirts were designed to do. They're actually love outreach items. Wherever I go wearing the T-shirt, it's amazing the doors that open just because I'm wearing it. But I want to end with a couple of quotes here from Pope Francis Benedict and John Paul. And Pope Benedict said that love demands that we acknowledge our responsibility toward those who, like ourselves, are creatures and children of God. If you do that, if you acknowledge your responsibility toward others who are creatures of God, you are going to be a long way on your love journey. Pope John Paul II said, open your minds and hearts to the beauty of all that God has made and to his special personal love for each of us. Open your heart to that. During this new year, 2018, make that your number one priority. To open your heart and mind to the love of God so that you indeed might become also a love messenger. And Pope Francis, I end with that. He says, let's acknowledge that some people have fallen into the awful slavery of believing that love is based solely on one's appearance and merit. And that is anything but true. Make it a point this coming year to make sure that you know what love is really all about. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Martha, and this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. From all of us at Patrick Heart Ministry, until next time, keep beating to your Catholic heart.